Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Welcome to Wireside Chat, Pulp and Paper Radio International's monthly show offering insights into the pulp and paper industry worldwide. I am Helen Rausch, Executive Vice President of Paprietallo Publications, and I am joined by Steve Rausch and Jim Thompson. Everyone else is talking about shortages. Are they coming to pulp and paper too? Steve, what are your thoughts here?
There is no question the Ukraine war is causing some shortages in Eastern Europe and Scandinavia. Russian pulp exports have all but stopped. However, the condition is more widespread than this. Bloomberg reported back on May 6th, and I quote, "Pulp supply in the first quarter was also affected by the prolonged problems in sea logistics and disruptions on inland transportation with workers' strikes and delays on new projects. Those factors, coupled with strong demand, prompted a rally of around 40% on China's pulp prices this year, according to a May 3rd report from the Brazilian bank BTG Pactual."
Jim, what else is going on with Russia?
Things one wouldn't normally think about. It appears Russian forests have lost their certifications as well. In today's world, you can't sell anything made from trees that is not certified by one of the independent international certification bodies.
Interesting. That is something that one would not ordinarily think about. We'll be back after this message.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
And we're back. Steve, what else is affecting the paper supply?
Helen, we have known about shipping delays for a long time now. Suzano, the world's largest wood pulp supplier, is expecting problems in this quarter and beyond due to the shipping problems that have plagued nearly everything for the past year. Most of the toilet tissue in the world is made from eucalyptus market pulp from South America. If the manufacturers cannot get pulp, they cannot make tissue.
Any other unusual issues, Jim?
Well, the month-long strike at UPM in Finland didn't help any, especially in the label paper market. For reference, according to Printing Impressions, which is not related to our NIP impressions, the European label market is 240 billion individual labels in a year.
Well, that could lead to a game of mystery dinners when you don't know what is in the can.
That's right. But the UPM strike produced problems bigger than just labels. One European company was forced to delay a shareholder vote because they could not get ballot paper. Additionally, certain U.S. label producers, such as Avery Dennison, declared a force majeure event due to lack of raw materials. This was also reported by, again, Printing Impressions.
And Jim, there's even concern about paper ballots for U.S. elections, and we know how contentious that has been in the past.
And I have even received correspondence from India asking if I have any pulp for sale. Don't know why they thought that would be the case. Perhaps it reflects the desperation in the markets today.
I am thinking that, like many other areas of life today, a part of this is the world coming out of the COVID pandemic. There were many issues that were not anticipated as the world's economies rebounded.
Okay, I think we'll leave it here. Always exciting in the pulp and paper industry. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jim. If you have another view, we would like to hear from you. You can reach me by email at Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Roush, R-O-U-S-H, at ipulpmedia.com. Wireside Chat is a production of Pulp and Paper Radio International, copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.